Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise and get you informed fast. Today, we're jumping into web performance testing. It's a tough world out there trying to make websites lightning fast. Feels like chasing shadows sometimes, right?
It really does. So today, we're looking at Speed Vitals and their new RUM product that just popped up on Product Hunt. Our plan is basically to unpack how these tools actually help boost website speed and, importantly, the user experience. We'll try to skip the heavy jargon and focus on what, you know, really matters for your site.
Okay, let's dig in. Speed Vitals. They started back in 2023. The initial tool was all about improving core web vitals, those key Google metrics. But even then, what made it click? What did users latch onto?
Well, right from the start, people seemed to really appreciate its user-friendly design, and the insights were pretty comprehensive. Users mentioned the detailed reports, things like waterfall charts, you know, showing how every single element loads.
Right, seeing the whole loading sequence visually.
Exactly. And also, TTFB testing time to first byte across 18 different cities globally, including 3 in China, which was quite unique. It apparently made it much easier to spot where the slowdowns were actually happening and fix them. So yeah, really promising tool from the get-go.
Okay, but now things get really interesting. Speed Vitals just launched RUM, Real User Monitoring. Now, I know what some people might be thinking, hang on, don't we already have tools like Lighthouse or PageSpeed Insights for testing?
Mm-hmm.
So the big question is, why RUM? What problem does it solve that those other tools, well, don't?
That's a great question, and it really gets to the heart of it. Lighthouse, PageSpeed. They're what we call synthetic tests. They run in a controlled kind of lab environment, fixed conditions. But real users, they're all over the place. Different devices, mobiles, desktops, different locations, patchy Wi-Fi, super fast fiber.
Yeah, the real world is messy.
Totally. And crucially, real users interact with your site. They click buttons, fill out forms, scroll around. RUM is designed to measure those real interactions, that actual user journey. Stuff that a synthetic test just wouldn't capture.
That makes sense. I've definitely seen sites test well initially, but then some key function is sluggish for actual users. Lighthouse wouldn't catch that delay on a button click, would it?
Exactly right. It misses that interactive element.
Yeah.
So, okay, what does this mean practically for someone wanting a faster site? What makes the Speed Vitals RUM tool stand out?
There are a few things that seem quite distinctive here. First off, they're really pushing the privacy angle. No cookies, no PII, personally identifiable information. That's pretty big these days for trust and compliance.
Definitely a plus. What else?
It's also designed to be very data rich. Apparently, it stores a request waterfall chart for every single page visit.
Wow, every visit.
Yeah, so you can track down exactly which resources, maybe slow third-party scripts, are causing issues for actual users. Then there's the web analytics integration. It connects performance directly to things like bounce rate and conversion rates. Most RUM tools don't quite bridge that gap.
Ah, so you see the business impact of speed or lack thereof. Precisely. It helps you prioritize fixes. They also include performance audits to kind of guide you so you're not just drowning in data. And a really neat feature, you can compare your site's real user performance against competitors using data from Google's Chrome User Experience Report, the CRUX data.
Comparing against competitors using real data, that sounds powerful.
It is. And finally, they emphasize easy integration. Works with WordPress, Shopify, Joomla, Drupal, Google Tag Manager, and even modern single-page apps like React, Svelte, or Vue.
Okay, sounds comprehensive. But is it accessible, you know, for smaller sites or developers?
Seems like it. They mention it's free for websites under 5,000 visits a month, which covers a lot of ground. Plus, there's a launch discount on Product Hunt. And they're planning future stuff like performance alerts and team support. User feedback so far seems quite positive, too.
Yeah. What are people saying?
Some are talking about potentially switching from Google Analytics. Others really like how it clarifies the difference between RUM data and, say, a standard Lighthouse score. It highlights that real-world variance.
So, tying this all together, what's the bigger picture here?
I think it highlights a really important shift. You know, understanding website performance isn't just about hitting certain technical benchmarks anymore. It's becoming much more focused on the actual lived experience of your users, how things feel to them in the real world.
Right. So the takeaway for you listening, think about this. How could focusing more on that real user data, beyond just the synthetic lab scores, change how you optimize things? Whether it's your business website, your personal project, whatever it might be online, what new insights could understanding those genuine user interactions unlock for you? Something to mull over?